Bang, bang, bang.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following is intended only for mature audience.
Unscripted radio host, you know, we're your guiltiest pleasure. Thank you for tuning in this Tuesday. Mr. Mike J is MIA. He's getting some work done at work, so I am taking over. But, you know, I've got my crew with me. I'm not alone. I've got the best co-hosting cast that you can ever imagine. I've got Mr. Jeffrey Emmett is here. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hello, darling.
Hello, and I've got Topher, our fabulous intern. He's also here. Hello, Topher.
No Topher.
No Topher? Oh, no. Okay, well, then we got someone new that we want
we
to
do.
Introduce you to. It's a very good friend of Jeffrey's, Katrina's, and now mine, Mr. Brian Big Cock. He is on the line. We like to call him BC for short. Brian, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Welcome down to Scripted Radio.
Thank you.
So Brian is like the infamous, we're going to call him BC, but he's infamous for many reasons. You know, the only prerequisite to get on this show if you're a man is you have to have a donkey, and Brian has a horse. So we're so happy to have you on the show, Brian.
Wait, what the hell did Katrina say he had? She said he was a Clydesdale. That's what it was.
Yes.
What exactly is the difference?
Dawson will be here any second. She's going to be checking in. You know, she's up to no good in Vegas, so she'll be jumping on at some point. But, Brian, how are you? Why don't you tell, you know, tell the unscripted radio listeners a little bit about yourself, other than you've got a Clydesdale between your legs.
Well, me and Jeffrey have been friends for, God, 14 or 15 years. And,
okay.
Why you gotta put dates on it and shit, bitch?
you were since
five. You're old.
So yeah, you're like since five. Since you're only 20, both of you are only 20. Well, no, 21. Let's make it six, so that at least you can drink.
Since kindergarten.
Since kindergarten.
Yeah, BC and Joey are in there doing shots of tequila to calm. Yeah,
I only did one.
The tequila from Katrina.
Oh,
so the party lives on without her.
We have to make sure, like, she gets us some of that for the reality show house.
Honey, I'm going to be in Vegas. I'm going to grab a box of it, put it in the trunk. But Joe might be, you might see Joe pulling up and me stumbling out the back seat like a thumbbitch.
Oh, man. You know the cameras are going to be rolling. The minute you pull into the lot, you're going to be like,
I told you. I'm going to show everybody what a functional alcoholic looks like, and a successful one at that.
He did tell me that. That is very true. One thing I will say about Jeffrey is that he can be drunk, and 9 out of 10 you won't know. The only way you know is he gets a little bit louder, and he's, like, talking, like, nonstop. Like, I'm constantly texting him during the show going, can you let somebody else get a word in, please? Huh? Please? So, you know. But anyway. Back to Brian, because we just totally cut him off. That's what we do on this show, Brian. We just cut you off while you're mid-sentence.
It's all good.
You've known Jeffrey for a zillion years. What else?
Yes. Yeah. Well, now I'm going to school, majoring in biology, minoring in psychology. I'm in the physician's assistant program, so yeah.
Okay.
And I work with developmentally disabled adults, so that's what I do during the day.
So you're smart and compassionate. That's a beautiful combination. Wow.
Yes,
I think half of our listeners fell in love with you. And the other half are just waiting on your sexual preference so they can fall in love.
I know. Pick me. Yeah.
Well, we'll let him tell us if he wants to. But he doesn't have to tell us everything on the first show. We'll yank it out of you eventually.
Little by little.
On your Facebook page, are you single or are you like, what does it say in that little box?
Oh, I'm single. I don't know what it says, honestly. I don't even know if I checked it.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. We're very excited
like
to have you.
I like the other part.
I've been, like, we've been trying to schedule a time for me to talk to you, and I was like, just bring him on. Just bring him on. You'll just throw him in the fire. It's perfect. I'm going to love him. Yeah. I knew I'd love you anyway, because, I mean, anyone that Jeffrey and Katrina love, I'm going to love. Now, if Mike loved you, I'd be like, nah, I don't know. I got to wait.
Oh, well, here's the thing. Okay, so everybody
go there first.
I will. I'm about to. So since he's not here, you know, there's a tradition on this show that if one of the co-hosts aren't here, we kind of ram whoever's not here under the bus. Because we're kind of shitty like that. You know,
we're
really
kidding.
Great. We're great friends.
Asshole.
Yeah. So here's the thing. So I'm sure some of you that have been listening to the show forever know the story about how Michael was in love with this boy he worked with. This is the one that Michael wrote the letter to. He got a little trouble at work, a little sexual harassment. This is the infamous.
Yay. Yeah, he got you playing? Brian.
Wait, what? Sorry, I was reading something.
Oh, okay.
I tried to do the
like
chat room.
I know.
Oh, okay, my bad. Yeah, it's kind of hard doing double duty. So Mike J stalked you, huh?
Yes, a little bit.
You could creep up.
I didn't know about it at the time, I don't think, did I?
Yes, you
did. It obviously
did.
Wasn't
you
that big of a thing in my life.
So. Yeah, you hated him. You flipped out. You were like, I'm going to fucking sue him. Oh, there, I swore. Darn it.
I'm going to sue him.
I'm in love with you. You know, Mike likes anybody who rejects him. He loves them. He's probably
I do remember the stalking incidences.
So I want to know what this letter said, Brian. What did he say in the letter? Like, inquiring minds want to know.
I don't even. I honestly don't even remember. No, it wasn't dirty like that. It was like infatuation, I would say more so.
Oh, okay.
Like,
he just trying to be nice.
It was kind of like it was a little bit Hand That Rocked the Cradle. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah. Oh God.
Wait. No. My favorite. It was Fatal Attraction. It was a little Glenn Close.
Oh okay. God. I totally believe it. I don't even, doubt it for 1 minute.
See, but I just like to look at it as like a compliment, I guess. I don't know. I'm not like, oh, my God, he's stalking me. There was no, like, physical threat to my being. So.
You know, Mike J
although
is
I probably didn't feel like that
because, right. He's such a poser because he'll be like, I don't want no relationship. I don't want no fight. But the minute, like, he sees someone and he's interested in them, he goes full throttle, like, stalker mode.
Oh,
he can, like, he'll go full throttle. And, you know, it's like, Mike, like, he's all about the relationship. He's one of those, like, anti-admittance relationship things. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sad that he's not on, so we can't find out what the part two of the whole internet boyfriend from the chat room saga. We broke up, but I'm sure I'm going to get another email. And if you listened to last night's show, I'm sure he had a few choice words for Michael.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, but you know what I will say about this? I have to thank that internet, that chat room boy, because that chat room boy kept Mike busy. So Mike wasn't, like, sending us crazy emails. He wasn't, like, overproducing the show like he normally likes to take control of everything. He actually kept Mike at bay, and we could get things done on a normal, more, like, less intense mode. Now, ever since Mike Day and his relationship is soured, thank you, Mr. Chatroom Boy. He's, like, sending me 10 emails a day and, like, texting me constantly. Can you please call him?
I'll be on the flip side. Now, you and I actually had the great conversation today about how great Michael actually is. But
yes.
Michael's not only full throttle with boys. Like, it's anything he takes on, like, it's either empty or it's full. Like, there is no in-between with Mikey. So we'll be like, Mike, let's try to do this. And the next thing we know, he's sending us a 10-page email.
Yes. Which is great, because then he'll, like, you know, come up with, like, ideas, and he'll try to plan it out, and, you know, and then we'll come in and, like, of course, try to change everything, because we're that way.
Well, he's way out. Look, I've got to give him credit because yeah. I would have never been able to start this show without him. Like, he's
right.
always been the brains behind everything. Look, mm-hmm. I've just kind of been here for the ride, and he really has done so much, especially in the beginning with the website, the internet,
yep.
Twitter, Facebook. He set all that up because I'm like a deer in headlights. I don't know nothing about none of that. And I frankly can't be bothered because I'm too busy
right.
talking.
Right. You're like, it's actually the great combination because Mike and I are kind of the producing type. Like, we take on the, like, we're like constantly overthinking every freaking situation. And then, you know, Jeff and Kat, they're like the hosting fun. They level us out. Like, you guys, you know, remind me to have fun, remind me to laugh, remind me not to take things so seriously. You know, we all team up on Mike and kick his ass all the time. And, you know, it's actually quite fun. We got a pretty good team. I mean, Mike, but one thing you're right, Mike is actually, his overproducing, controlling self is actually so beneficial to us. Because
it really, yeah.
As you know, I've got like 8 projects going on at the same time, so I can't, you know.
Well, and I think that's what, like, he is so much better at that kind of stuff than I ever have been. Because
mm-hmm.
he can focus, whereas I'm such a scatterbrain, I just can't do it.
Yeah, I hear you.
And I think even though that Mike might be crazy mm-hmm. at times, I think he has a good heart as a person.
Oh, yeah.
And
absolutely.
I think sometimes his heart's a little bit too big than reality, but yeah, that's not the worst quality in the world.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah, we only give him shit because he ain't here to defend himself. That's all.
Exactly. That's the best way.
We'll talk about you if you're missing. If you're MIA, we'll talk about it. So, Brian, if you all like
right.
go two
okay.
shows without calling in, we might talk about you too. You just don't. It's all in love.
I expect it.
We've been talking about your big cock for like weeks.
Oh, you
really?
Said it.
Oh.
That's the one for the show. That's the one thing for the show we can say.
No
more. No,
you know what was bad? I thought he was going to kill me because, you know, I'm the asshole friend that, you know, I love, it's horrible. I like embarrassing people, and I'm 9 times out of 10, you can embarrass me unless you pull my pants down or my underwear down in the middle of a crowded house on New Year's Eve. I may throw a drink in your face. Just saying.
Really? I'm a real
But, yeah, bitch, don't do it because it's not going to work out for you. But, so on his Christmas card, I sent it to his mom's house 1 year, and I straight put Big Cock Shutter on it. And his mom was like,
my mom handed me the card and was like, this must be for you. I'm like,
this belongs to you, son. That's funny. Leave it up to Jeffrey, though, to embarrass you in front of your parents. He doesn't keep you in the friend zone. Like, embarrass us in front of the friend zone. Don't embarrass me in front of my mama.
Oh, no. His mother and I are fine. Look, she knows I'm cracked because she called me a few times. Like, what you doing? Where's my son? What's going on with him? Have you heard from him? Because he's a little mad at me. I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, no.
And then Mike, another thing, Mike had her convinced I was like Lucifer. She really thought I was Damien there for a minute. Yeah.
She did.
Typical Mikey.
Mike is good for, like, throwing Jeffrey under the bus, boy. Mike's concerned.
Always.
Mike loves putting you down to lift himself up.
Cool.
Dad, actually.
This is an abomination.
This is an abomination of the Catholic Church. God, this
one
is not
day,
a virus.
One day we're gonna expand or explore the abomination story, but we're gonna save that one. We've been like gag ordered not to talk about it. Man, oh my gosh. Okay, so like, I've been trying to plan this reality show, right? And we've got 1 week, and I've got to figure out 5 days, a shooting schedule with, you know, cameramen, cast members, location people, additional photographers. I mean, it's, like, crazy. Like, everyone, of course, the day I'm like, can you come on Tuesday? They're like, no, but I'm free on Sunday. Can you come on Sunday? No, but I'm free on Wednesday. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, gosh, Karen, I'm so bad. You know what? You know who else is free?
Who?
And I completely forgot, the bitch has been unmuted for quite some time now, and I kept forgetting to say that she was, is Katrina has finally graced our presence, but she's been here in her defense for quite some time.
Katrina, how dare him not unmute you? Cuss his ass out. Katrina? Miss Kitty? Miss Kitty?
She's here. She's there. Well, I saw the number, and it said listener. I don't know if she has this muted or what the deal is, but she's here, and I know she's got a friend hanging on the line with us tonight, too.
Yeah, she'll come on when she, I guess, when she's finished doing what she's doing. Cause
I'm ready, I'm ready. Relax, people.
Hi, Katrina.
I was just waiting after I heard that conversation about Mike. I was just creeping, waiting to see what you were going to say about me. I was just waiting because there was a story about BC being in the kitchen and that there might have been a pair of panties floating around.
Yeah,
I was just waiting for that story to come out and whatever creative spin Jeffrey was going
to
put on it. Well, I don't actually know what happened because we were all drinking after the wedding and I think we all blacked out for like a little part of the aftermath. And the next day,
and that was
I remember
all the animal noises coming from your room, Katrina.
Yes, supposedly that is inaccurate.
Okay,
there were not animal animal noises
no.
until the next day.
What was
I didn't know where we were. There were no noises.
All I need to know: were you the llama or the lion? That's all I need to know, because it sounded like
what?
A lion was attacking a llama.
I'm gonna let you guess.
Katrina was
now
the
look
lion.
At Karen. You know what made it real interesting was I think the second night or whatever after the wedding, you know, Brian stayed here like the whole weekend with us and we were all getting schmammied. Well, the one night we're all drunk. I'm like, I got to go to bed. So I left him, my brother, and Katrina downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what was going to happen. I'm just saying, like, I went up to bed giggling like a sumbitch.
I don't even
remember
this after.
You can have an unscripted radio breakthrough moment and confess.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I don't know. But what happened was the next morning after the wedding, which was blackout night number one, BC is in the kitchen and he's like, Jeffrey, I got this in my pocket. And I don't know.
Well, no, I had went home to take a shower, and I reached into my pocket, and I'm like emptying my, you know, my wallet and all this stuff out, and all of a sudden I felt something that was like, okay, this does not belong in my pocket, and I pulled it out, and it's these pink lace Victoria's Secret panties, and I'm like, oh my God, where did these come from?
Oh man! And we know Katrina loves pink.
Yeah, it
was.
I was
just glad that it was somebody that I knew because I really didn't remember that part of the wedding either. So,
so
you don't know how the panties got in your pocket. Is that what you're saying?
The consensus is actually none of us know.
Not even Lumberjack?
No.
I have no. No,
not even
because
Lumberjack.
I mean, he pulled them out of his pocket, and I was like, I don't even know whose those are because I didn't even see Katrina wear them. I had seen
her.
I
never wear them. That's the thing. I never even wear any. So the fact that somebody was given a pair is strange because I never wear them. But I didn't wear those that day. That's the weirdest thing of all. I wore those 2 days before, like the first day that I got there. So I have no idea how my 2 day old drawers ended up in a pocket.
Now you're telling us his dirty drawers was in his pants. Not even your clean drawers. It was your dirty drawers.
Well, they were brand new. So they had
he wore them on the way there, so they were probably nice and stinky when he was sitting on that 8 hour, 10 hour flight. Through Afghanistan.
I did give myself my own panty stiffness test, and they were fine. Thank God. Because Auburn is hot, let me tell you. But, yeah, no, I checked. Thank goodness they were good. And they were brand new, so they weren't even like the raggedy ones. So basically, it was the best case scenario. If there was to be a pair of panties in question, at least it was these, and they were brand new, and they were, you know, not too awful.
Smith test approved.
Yeah, my own Smith test, because I was scared, let me tell you.
The question is, Brian, did you Smith test them?
No, oh my God, no.
Trying to figure out who they belong to.
I was actually kind of embarrassed that I had to bring them back because I had no recollection of where they
right.
You're kidding me. And so I don't
what, maybe, what if they belong to Angry Midget?
Yes.
These do not look like a type that she would wear. They're a hot pink and size miniature. I mean, she's miniature because she's, you know, a midget. But they were, like, very, 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 very small. They were built for speed, not comfort.
Not bootylicious size?
Well, I mean, they make your booty look licious.
Right. But, they have bootylicious size.
Yeah, but they're tiny. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send you a picture of the drawers in question, and you will see, and they're tiny, but you will see what we're talking about.
That is what I've been waiting for my whole wide life.
Oh, I know. I can tell.
Picture of your panties.
That's why.
Of your dirty drawers.
That's why I'm still talking about it, because it's sensational.
Right.
I know. Oh, I know.
Oh, my goodness. So, Katrina, you said you had a friend that was coming on the show with you tonight. Is your friend
alive? Yes.
Oh, wait, please hold. Wait. Why you got to do that, Karen? Oh, and I was just going to say, if anybody would like to find out if Katrina and BC hook up and how the underwear really got there, go over to unscriptedradio.com/donate and donate today, because we still need help making the reality show happen. We're still short some change, so we need your help. So please go over there and donate. And we'll send you a free flag, all kinds of crazy shit.
We might even send you those pink panties if you donate at least $250. If you donate $250, Katrina will send you her dirty drawers.
Wow. You know what?
I'll buy a new pair, Katrina.
That was like recruiting the creepers. Like, I don't have enough of those.
They need to pay the creep.
Oh, man. I get them all the time on Facebook. They're like, can I buy your shoes? Can I have your panties? It's usually shoes and panties. And I always say no.
You can say yes for the low, low price of $100 to $250 donation. Donate at unscriptedradio.com/donate.
Just pull
right,
me out like that.
Please.
So
I'm
don't be cheap.
If they want, I mean, this is the thing. I've got a couple of Power Ranger dolls that we're going to probably auction off this next week, autographed by me. And
I have an idea. Why don't you put those Power Ranger dolls near your crotch and make them worth more?
How about we do your
dolls
an additional donation? I will do it.
With some Ranger moisture of the lovely Karen Ashley.
We need some hair and makeup on our show. I need an extension, so for the low, low price, I will do it.
Hey,
$250 or more, you will get an autographed doll with a picture of it next to my crotch. And
I
Katrina's
like that.
Under.
Yeah, that's right. You can have a combo of me in the underwear. And the underwear and the autograph. Oh, here we go.
Well, we've got a few. But first, let's hit up Daisy.
Hi, Daisy.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Hi, Daisy.
I'm fabulous. I'm here to give you all the juice on Katrina, so ask away.
No, do it.
We love you.
But do you know how her panties got in Big C's pocket?
Do you know the story of how Katrina's underwear, her dirty drawers, got in Big C's pocket?
Can I plead the fifth?
Now, see, that's the true crime right there.
We can't count past four, so no.
No, actually, I don't. That was a story that she's just like, I have no idea.
She's neglecting.
I really do have no idea. Just thank God they weren't creepy, like, gross. Thank God.
Okay, so for all of you who don't know, we are working on a wonderful project, which we're going to unveil on our Unscripted Reality show. But it's a new show that we're developing, and Daisy is going to be one of our female hosts of this new show. We're not going to give you too much information, but Daisy's going to be coming on, you know, here and there, just getting her feet wet, getting comfortable. Brian also is part of, you know, some big plans that we have for Unscripted Radio. You know, we have more in store than just your guilt's pleasure. So I want Daisy, because no one, you know, knows you, Daisy, if you could tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, wow. Where to begin? Okay. Well, just so you guys know, Katrina and I actually met in college, so we've been friends ever since.
Yep.
Thick as thieves, you can say. But, no, I'm married. I work. I work for the government. No, I'm not going to tell you what I do because you'll hate me. no, it's true. Other than that, I put up with Katrina, and I love hearing her story.
Oh, yeah. She has more dirt on me than I do because she usually remembers.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, if one of your job titles is putting up with Katrina, we love you. That is a job within itself. We love you. Oh, she said all kinds of fabulous things about you, Daisy, and I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, you better take that bribe. Take it. Take the bribe and don't out me too much.
Well, Katrina had nothing but fabulous things to say about you guys, and she was just so happy with the wedding.
Oh, man. I missed it.
Well, yeah, I got panties disappearing. I'm working on a new last name. Of course I was happy with the wedding.
They reappeared.
I got a fishbowl. I mean, I felt the love. I'm just saying.
So,
yeah. And there was
another guy
with
a text message from Mike, and he says he has the letter saved on his hard drive. I dare you, Mike, to send me a copy of that letter. I dare
you. Wait, what letter?
The letter he sent to Brian. The creeper letter.
Why is he listening? He needed the night off, bitch. Go to fucking bed. Take the night off and stop listening. You micromanaging son of a bitch. Go to sleep.
He won't. Mike, I'm telling you, Mike is like, I was telling Jeffrey, I said, out of everybody, Mike is probably the most suited to produce because he won't let it go. Like, he's like me at you know, middle of the night, still on the computer trying to figure things out. So, you gotta love him. He's creepy.
Well,
he listens.
I would like to just take a second to mention the fact that if you're gonna write a creeper letter, who types it and saves it? Like, any super letter I've ever written, I don't want evidence of, for one.
Yeah.
So it's usually a text message. It's usually on my phone, and I'm drunk, so I delete it after because I know I'll be embarrassed when I sober up in the morning. So,
Buck?
What?
Right.
You got to handwrite shit and burn it after they read it.
Yeah, exactly.
He's proud of his creeper letters.
Okay. I think
he
just signed it, too.
I mean, you know, if someone writes a letter and saves it, that's a very endearing person. Because who writes letters, first of all? I think the last letter I wrote was in, like, the third grade. So,
okay.
Mike, you got to
speak
to Mike.
Why did I just get a text from Mike?
I write letters to all the people I date.
Love you, too.
What?
Mike just texted me and said, love you too. Bitch, if you're going to listen to the show, you can do the show and stop whining that you got to get up in the morning. I'm just saying.
I'm not concerned with that one. I agree.
Oh, my goodness. So we had some good news stories, right? We got to send our love and prayers. Mr. George Jefferson, Sherman Hensley passed away today. Such an iconic comedic actor. Like, that's just like part of history. Like everybody was moving on up. Everybody sung that song at one point. The man
was I did it in drag.
You know? God, man, that's such a sad thing, but I'm sure he's in a better place. So
right.
Shout out to him and his family. Prayers go out to them. And
well,
so what else was in the news today, guys?
Well, the news right now is that Mike said check your email. Meanwhile, in the news, did you guys hear about, I'm going to do a news break, or a news break, a trending report a little later on, so
yes.
we'll get to some more stuff. But
yes.
On the news, like right before the show, BC and I were like trolling the computer, you know, how we do. And Christian Bale actually took the time out. For those of you that don't know, who live under a fucking rock.
Right.
He is the guy that played Batman. So he actually took the time out of wherever the hell he lives or whatever the hell he was doing, which probably ain't much, and actually went to Aurora, Colorado to visit the people
that
were wounded.
That was really cool. That's amazing. That's an amazing thing.
Like, and brownie points for him,
really
especially after he flipped out on that PA or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, he's an actor.
So, Karen and Katrina are actors, but they're not assholes.
Well, no, I think you get to it. Like, you're a little bit of an extreme personality, and sometimes you're
not on camera. We're not
a little, yeah.
We're only assholes behind the scenes. But if we get out of line, we'll give you some panties to like calm you down.
All right.
Put them in your pocket. I'll give you a Power Ranger doll. Use little panties. What?
Poor Daisy. I feel like she didn't know what she was getting into. Are you going to bail on us and then send us a nasty email afterwards, too?
No, not at all. I'm here. I'm listening.
So, Daisy, tell me one thing. Okay, we're going to play a game right now. Since, you know, Brian has known Jeffrey for so long. You've known Katrina for so long. Brian and Daisy, tell us one thing about Katrina, and one thing about Jeffrey, we would be surprised to know. Daisy, since you're a lady, we'll let you go first.
Good question.
Do you need a little time to think about it? Or
yeah, there's a lot of things that a lot of people don't know, but she is very, very, very sweet. Whenever she's at my house, she'll write Post-it notes and put them in my like wallet or my purse or somewhere around my room. It's
very good. Oh, like little love yous, like have a great day, those kind of things.
Bitch didn't leave me no Post-its.
You ain't never left me a Post-it either.
She was with you a whole week. She marked you one Post-it, Jess. I left you fruit roll-ups.
I don't want no fruit roll-ups that have been used. They've been on a Clydesdale and shit.
Well, I love the Clydesdale lumberjack for BC.
And for by the foot. And I was, you know, hard at work trying to be a member of the family, gosh darn it. I was very busy at your house.
Look, I think my mother voted you in on default, so it didn't matter who you stuffed or what happened.
Right. Well,
right. You're in, girl. You're in. Okay, so Brian, since you've known Jeffrey for so long, tell us one thing about Jeffrey that our listeners may not know.
Oh, my God. Well, I think that I think he's a kind and caring person. I just think that Jeffrey doesn't always show his emotion. And so unless you're very close to him, you wouldn't know that. So he might come off as a different person. That's what I would have to say.
Okay.
Unless you're Karen Ashley, who calls me out on it a week into knowing me.
What did I do?
You're like, you try to act all big and tough, but you're not. You're a big old teddy bear. You're all mushy.
Oh, wait. I got that. The week we met each other, I was like, you know me, extra, like, overthinker. I'm over here, like, watching everybody, trying to figure everybody out. Okay, so since you both took the politically correct route with the question, tell us one embarrassing thing about Katrina and Jeffrey that our audience would love to hear.
Oh, Daisy's got some good ones.
Just one?
You got the floor, girl. You can take 10 minutes if you need to. I'm just saying.
Well, I do have a story. Katrina and I, a couple years ago, we went to Miami. It was Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And Katrina had found herself a little Guido.
Of course she did. Of course she did.
And this little Guido was trying everything he could to possibly just get her attention and just everything. Anything she wanted, he was just, like, trying to, like, you know, he was buying a Dom. He was just trying to spend all sorts of money. We all knew he didn't have it. It was just embarrassing.
It sounds like a pattern.
It's not my fault. I've heard the story before, Daisy. It's not my fault.
So the funny part is... The funny part is that it was like 4 o'clock in the morning when we left the club, and this guy's like, come back, we have a penthouse that we rented, and blah, 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 and both Katrina and I are like, hell no, we're not going to go over there, what are you kidding me? We didn't even know this guy, and she's just like, oh my God, I'm so hungry, as a pizza guy, delivering at 4 o'clock in the morning, by the way, I don't know how they do that, but it was ingenious to do it. He's carrying a pizza. So this guy's trying to impress her, and he goes, oh, you want a pizza? Don't worry. I'm going to get it for you. So he pays the pizza guy like $200 for the pizza, right? He's walking back with the pizza in his hand. He decides to take out a slice. He's walking back. He drops the pizza all over the floor, all over his shoes, all over his friend's white shoes, okay? Pizza sauce everywhere. No.
Everywhere. $200 down the tube.
So yeah. Katrina's on the other side. She was talking to somebody else, so she didn't see the whole dropping fiasco. So he looks at me and he goes, I dropped the pizza patio. Cat's going to be so mad. Oh. He literally started crying. So that was our tag. And I was like, see? I was like, this is what you want to come home to? No, this isn't going to work. So... that's an embarrassing story.
Wow.
Hilarious.
I didn't
like him. I was just being nice. He was nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're all nice.
Ever nice to him.
They're all nice until their debit card gets declined. Let's be serious.
Right, yeah. I mean, I wasn't being that nice. I was just being a little nice.
He was a nice kid. Wow. So, Brian, you got any funny stories about Jeffrey, embarrassing, funny?
Oh, God, lots of them. I don't know if this is embarrassing or funny, but when I was 17, about 10 years ago, I was helping Jeffrey move his apartment. And, bitch, I'm going there. And so Jeffrey, we had moved everything else except for all of Jeffrey's clothing, and so it's all in the backseat of my Neon. I had a red 2005 Neon, and so I'd parked it at my house overnight at my mom's, and I came out the next morning, and my window was smashed out of it, and I'm like, fuck, somebody, you know, yeah, exactly. And so my radar detector was gone, my mix CDs, like the chains, yada, 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 and I look in the backseat, and there's nothing left of Jeffrey's clothing. Like, every ounce of clothes he has. So I'm like, oh, my God, I hope he put some in my trunk. And I open up the trunk, and there's nothing in there. And I'm like, oh. So he calls me. He's like, where are you? I need to finish moving my stuff. So I'm like, oh, God. So I go down to his house, and he comes out, and I'm like, well, we got a little bit of a problem. He's like, what's the problem? I said, well, the clothes that you got on right now, those are the only ones you got. He said, what?
No.
And so I... he was not happy about it.
Oh,
so he literally had the clothes that he had on his back, and that was it.
Wow. Oh, my God. And they were like your moving clothes, not even your good clothes.
But the
right.
best part of the story was we know who stole the clothes because it was this dude that was like on America's Most Wanted.
Get out of here. What was he on America's Most Wanted for?
Okay. So what had happened was, So there was this little, we had a lesbian friend and her mom, and they were going to, like, it was kind of like a head shop kind of a place. I don't know. They had, like, funky stuff. And
it was
we ended up
Traders,
eating.
I think.
No. It was the other place, Rock the House, U.S., something, I don't know. But we can't say the name.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Rock the House.
And it was in the mall. So we were going there. We were chatting with a guy because he was gay and not from here, didn't have any friends, and he was older. He was probably in his 40s or whatever. And, like, he was real nice. He gave Brian and I jobs. Like, he would buy us stuff. He's pulling money out to register, taking us to lunch, pulled money out to register. We went to the club. We're drinking on the way to the club. He's putting gas in the car. He throws a full beer out to a graveyard and say, I'm throwing a drink to my homies because they dying of thirst. We get to the club. And he's like, I want to be Brian's sugar daddy. I made $300,000 doing drag. And he's like, I got real titties. He whips up his shirt, and he always wore, like, sweatshirts. He had real girl boobies. He had breast implants. We were like,
wow.
We both took a shot off the tray.
Yeah. And then that night, he was hammered. We were drunk. But he had this, like, truck that he tried telling us that he converted for work, and it was like a $40,000 truck, and they put a cube on the back of it, and it wasn't. Like, you got in it, you knew it was like a work truck. It meant to have a cube. Well, this fool, we left it in the Walmart parking lot. He goes out tearing down, like, a road that's like 30 miles an hour, and he's going like 60. He's gone. We get down about 200 yards. He got pulled over. We pull over in the gas station. We watch this. He gets out of it. I mean, he's gone. Like, he could barely stand up.
He could barely stand up.
Yeah, how he got out of this is beyond us. So we go back to the house, and he's there waiting. We're trying to get him to come in and stay. He won't do it. So we had to go drop somebody else off. We come back, he's gone. We get a phone call in the morning talking about, don't come into work, I crashed the truck. So
no.
That was Friday. We're supposed to get paid Saturday. We go into work thinking we're getting paid. And we're like, hey, is Ashley here? And they're like, no, he doesn't work here anymore. We're like, excuse me? They're like, no, he didn't own the place. He was employed. He was some carny they picked up, and he lived in, like, their tin trailer out back in their backyard and crashed their truck. He got into an accident. He took off the top of the cube on a tree branch and then continued to drive through downtown Ithaca. Yeah, the town we went through to go to the airport. That crazy one, he continued to drive through that town with no top on a truck.
Oh, my God.
And got pulled over again. And then
he
broke into he thought there was even a dirty pair of drawers in there. And Brian had just bought me this real cute outfit. I was pissed as shit. But then, like, he stole the mixed CDs. Like, come on. Why wouldn't you take the store-bought CDs?
The real CDs.
Yeah. And then the lesbian friend didn't. The next day, her car gets broken into, and her leather jacket that he loved disappears. Just saying.
Oh, wow.
To this day, they are still searching for this SOB.
Oh, my God. So what happened?
Like,
so you had no clothes. Like, you just had to go buy more clothes?
No, I didn't have no money at the time. I don't even think I was working yet. Like, I had just started a new job, so I didn't have a paycheck coming because it was, like, every 2 weeks.
Were,
so it was, like, a month.
You were at the same job.
I had just moved back in with my mother because that's, like, 17 or something, or 18, I don't know. And, I had no clothes. And my mother's like, you're on your own. I don't know what to tell you. It's when we wasn't getting along too well.
Oh,
and she wasn't real happy with me because I was not being responsible, and I was just, you know, doing bad things. So she was like, you're on your own. So thank God for the lesbians. And it was before Big Shan was with Lil Shan. She was with the compulsive liar who had spider cancer who lives, still living, Benedict.
Wow.
Wasn't she allergic to lead pipes, too?
Yeah. So they, thank God, gave me a bunch of clothes because it was when I was skinny. Well, this bitch's teeth were messed up, and she said it was because, a lead pipe touched her teeth or something, and it made her teeth fall out.
Yeah,
I'm not really
sure. Somebody hit her in the teeth with a lead pipe.
Good Lord, Jesus.
That she was allergic to.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You guys have some truly crazy stories.
Uh-huh. So,
you
okay,
make me sound completely normal.
Speaking of crazy stories, Katrina, you sent me a text message that Miss Daisy had a crazy story that is perfect for Unscripted Radio.
Oh, yeah.
news
story.
Tell
us about this crazy story, because I know Jeffrey and Brian are going to get a kick out of that.
Which one?
The enormous body part one.
Oh, yeah. It was on TLC. It's called Strange Sex. There was a guy with a 160-pound scrotum.
What?
Nope.
Is he single? Because there's more than enough of him to go around.
So was it
a wheelbarrow?
Or was it like a defect?
It's some sort of a disease. I forgot what it's called. And he literally, like, has 160-pound scrotum, and I guess it gains, like, 10 pounds every year, and it's only going to get bigger. And he refuses to have
Does
surgery.
Does he have elephantitis?
No, it's something else. I'll look up the story right now. But
wasn't
yeah,
it a
it
tumor
was,
or something?
What?
No,
he's asking if it was a tumor.
Is he going to die? Because I can't imagine if it keeps growing 10 pounds every year that you can live.
I have no idea. He
like,
was
how do you think
that
he had to have
sweatshirt.
His jeans sewn? Like, you
yeah.
can't even
he doesn't get to wear jeans. He's probably like, he doesn't get to, like, leave the house.
Oh,
I mean, he could teabag your face and suffocate you at the same time. Now, is that a crime?
That sounds so fun.
If you die by asphyxiation of the testicles, is that a crime? That's what I need to know.
I don't know. Wow.
It depends what country you're in, probably.
I'm looking at him. He looks like, okay, who was the dad on the TV show Roseanne? Dan Goodman. That's what he looks like. I'm looking at him right now.
Yeah, I saw that. I remember when it broke. I saw the picture of it, which is just absolutely insanity.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that is just crazy. Wow.
So what was you said which story? So obviously you have another story. Tell us about something else.
Oh Lord. I don't know. Katrina and I were talking about a lot of things today. Yeah, like I thought for sure we'd be talking about how Michael Jackson's kids. Everybody's in an uproar because they all like broke in. And did you didn't see or hear about this story on TMZ?
I guess. What's the latest? What is the latest? Because I know, like, they are, like, it's crazy because the story is that Miss Jackson is missing, and one of
yeah.
the cousins,
she
like,
a
put
they
a missing persons
away.
Report, and they
yep.
sent her away, and supposedly she had a stroke, so they kind of sent her away to recuperate. And now they're, like, they're not allowed to see her. And, like, I was like, who's taking care of the kids? So, obviously, they have nannies and stuff taking care of them. But, like, people are like, oh, no, they're in danger or something. I don't know. Am I telling the story right?
Well, yeah, that is what happened.
Well,
Catherine Jackson is the grandma. And she's away at a spa, I think, in Arizona or something. And all the videos
Ruby.
I was watching were of the daughter. What is Michael's daughter's name? Paris?
Paris.
And
yeah.
Paris is tweeting, you know, like a call for help almost, that she's not getting to see her grandma, what's going on. And you see this video of them pull up, and the kids are in one limo, and then behind in the other limo is Jermaine and Janet.
Mm-hmm.
And you see... Paris is holding her cell phone, and Janet keeps trying to grab it away from her.
Who? Janet?
Janet. She's like, don't be tweeting about grandma. Don't be tweeting about the family kind of deal. And
well, I saw they had, like, the whole Janet, Jermaine, and whoever the hell else wrote some letter or something to the trustees.
Tito?
Or who? Yeah, Tito. Tito! They wrote some letter, and, like, I kind of, you know, if it's from the allergics, I'm like, bullshit, they poor, they just want the money. But I'm like, Janet's got her own money. Like, she's still
right,
got some
right.
dough.
Yeah, really.
So, like,
yeah.
to me, like, that almost makes whatever is valid. If it comes from her, like, I tend to believe.
Right, Janet's the only one you believe, right? Like, the other
yeah.
one's not so much.
Well, I sure as hell don't trust LaToya. She's had so much plastic surgery, she looks like a cat. It's like if she went to Auburn, the crazy cat lady would adopt her and shit. So, no, I don't trust her, but she hasn't been mentioned.
Right.
But, yeah, they're saying that the conservators of this, get access to $70,000 a month. That is the amount that they would get for taking care of the kid.
Wait, how much? Run that by me one more time.
$70,000 a month.
I'll take care of
it. Oh, that's it?
Yeah, for three kids.
For three kids?
Yeah.
No, that's a lot of money. Think about it. 70,000 times 12, that's a lot of money.
Okay, I understand that's a lot of money, but I'm thinking about, like, you know, Brooke Mueller, who's got two kids by Charlie Sheen, and he's paying $55,000 a month for two.
I know, but these are, you know, Michael Jackson's estate was probably only so much. But, I mean, think about it. $70,000 a month, that's a lot of freaking money. That's more, that's what people make a year.
But yeah, isn't Paris 18 already?
No, she's 14.
No, they're all, like, they're young. They're young. But what's funny is they showed, what's her name, Janet and Jermaine kind of fighting outside of the house, which I was like, whoa. Like, you know, I'm all into the drama part of it. Like arguing or something.
Oh, Paris's Twitter says, you kidnapped my grandmother and haven't allowed me to speak to her in over a week. And you did it for a piece of my dad's estate. Perhaps you shouldn't lecture me about the moral obligations one has to family.
And she's talking about Jermaine, right?
She's a G.
No, it says, Janet lectured her niece about using Twitter, and then that was her response.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah, she's fighting with Janet right now.
Putting all the business out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know that family's crazy, so, I mean, it's not like shocking that, you know. But this is the thing. I think what happened was this woman had, you know, she had a little bit of a stroke, and so she's, like, on bed rest, and the kids kind of swooped in and kind of took her away because I don't know that, you know, think about it. Miss Jackson is, like, 70s, probably 80s. And she's, like,
she's
taking care of three young kids. Yeah, she's, like, taking care of three kids. So, I mean, I don't know. Ooh, drama.
Yeah, I was watching Angelique's Twitter feed today because she always cracks me up. And she was posting a story about it, and then she hashtag, where's Joe at? Joe Jackson. He's the crazy one. Well, I actually know where Joe is. I see him all the time. He lives at Sky Las Vegas, one of the high rise condos right next to
with his like little 20-year-old whippersnapper.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Joe's doing this thing in Vegas.
The whole thing mind-boggling. Like, you know, like that family has just got more problems, you know, than the U.S. economy.
I don't know. My economy's having problems.
Yeah. I mean, the thing with them, they're always so weird about stuff. Like, why wouldn't you say, you know, grandma did this? Like, why is it a secret that she had a stroke? She's 80-something years old, so that's not unheard of. She's fine. She's going to be 100% better. But we need her to rest. We're going to take her and, like, let her rehabilitate. But it's, like, always a secret, always weird, always crazy. And, of course, you know, like, they probably didn't tell those kids. And those kids are like, what the hell is going on? Like, this is the only mother they've known. They didn't have the other mother. She was just, like, the birthing cow, you know.
Well, yeah, and it was more than that. They were escorted by security.
Right.
And not allowed to enter the house. Like, it got a little weird, you know.
Right.
That's
it always gets weird.
Crazy when they're like, what the hell, you know.
Right. Always gets weird with the Jacksons. Always.
Yeah. Why you gotta escort the kids with security? Why can't you just let them be?
Like, right, what are they gonna do? What are they gonna do to Ms. Jackson? They love the woman. I don't know. Well, Jeffrey, we never got to your... We didn't get to your trending report. Are you ready to do your trending report?
Yeah, sure. Let's hit it.
Yeah.
Can somebody find the trending report music? Oh, have mercy.
That's you,
homie. Michael, you SOB. So, oddly, tonight, Nickelodeon Classics was trending. And it just tickled my pickle because it made me think of our own Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon and all that. Which I would just like to state, this bitch probably owes me about $10,000 right now because my introducer, while she was in New York, I was like, yeah, this is Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That.
Yeah, I want to punch you in the face for that. It's so embarrassing.
But the best part was when somebody, it would click. Like, they're like, oh, Lemonade Girl, or whatever. Oh, or what's the one, what's the president, Ross Perot? Everybody caught
Ross
that.
Ross Perot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then somebody come up with me like, she still looks the same, just a lot hotter.
Well, as long as they throw in the hotter part, then that's okay.
Just saying. It was a riot.
Oh, yeah.
So,
classic Nickelodeon shows were trending all day, and Nickelodeon was retweeting me. It was hilarious.
Well, good. Maybe we'll get some listeners. I'm just saying. But look, so here's some of the shows. I don't really remember all of these. Like, these are younger kids, so Chalk Zone, anybody? The Wild Thornberries, Legends of the Hidden Annex. I thought it was Legends of the Hidden Temple.
That must have been, like, another version of it. I know Legends of the Hidden Temple, too.
Right. Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to love that shit.
Me too.
Rocket Power, Katrina's favorite, The Amanda Show. let's see.
Baby
Hey Arnold.
Knows that whole story. Mm-hmm.
Zoey 101, Doug, Jimmy Neutron. These are all so newer. They're not classics. These people are morons. Okay,
right.
And some school puts Saved by the Bell. Seriously? The Angry Beavers, Cat
like
Dog, Kenan and Kel. I remember, like, what the hell was the show? You Can't Do That on Television.
I love that one.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
Right? Don't say water dirt. It's going to end up bad. It's not going to work in your favor. All these, they all have, like, the shows that were, like, 10 years old. Like, none of them have, like, the old ones. What's the other one? There was, You Can't Do This on Television.
Well, think about it. Nickelodeon's not that old. Like, it's, you know.
Well, I'm talking from,
gonna...
like, the 80s, you know, early 90s. Like, kind of when it was still new. Like, they had Hey Dude.
So
I like the show Double Dare. Double Dare was my favorite Nickelodeon show. Next to All That, of course, because Katrina A. Johnson was on All That, and that's why it was my favorite.
Absolutely.
Do not.
Salute Your Shorts. That was a good one. I love that fat dude on there.
Donkey Lips.
Mm-hmm. And you remember, y'all remember, did everybody watch it when they were kids? They had, like, The Elephant Show, David the Gnome. I think there was something with Little Bits or something. And then they had, what the hell was the koala with the chick Sandy? And it was from Australia. The Noozle. No? Anybody? No?
Oh.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
No?
No, it's just you.
Yeah.
Well, y'all suck.
I know, but I did
see. What
about
Fraggle Rock? Was that?
No, that was TNT or HBO.
Yeah, no, wrong channel. Did you see my favorite one, besides obviously the... what was trending, the one that was about me, obviously was my favorite. But there was another good one that I texted you yesterday, and I was freaking out at 1 in the morning tweeting. Did you see it?
Yes.
Four words after a breakup.
Okay.
And, Jeffrey, did you see any of these?
No, I didn't see them.
Oh, well, I tweeted them, and I carbon copied Mike J., where is it? There was one that I thought was pretty perfect.
I know one was the Stranglewood one.
Yeah. Four words after a breakup. Bring on the Strangerwood. And then I came up with a bunch of them. I said, four words after a breakup. Give back my car. And I'm keeping the ring. And no
How
more
about
naked.
You are the father.
That's a good one. Or, yeah, but dude, I'm pregnant.
Right.
I saw one dude that wrote, I stooped your granny. And I wrote one. My favorite that I have actually. well, that's nice. I'm not that nice. I said, give back my porn.
Who gets the porn in the divorce? What's the protocol? Anybody know?
I lose the porn every time. Every time I lose all the porn in the divorce. I've had to start over. It's just terrible.
What's the correct thing to do? Is there like an etiquette book to tell us who gets the porn? Is there any kind of etiquette rule?
I would think who paid for it, which means a lot of y'all out there, if you're listening, FedEx me my shit back. And then there's my favorite 4 words after a breakup. Wait, we were monogamous?
Oh.
That's great.
The one that I sent to Mike J was go eat bath salts.
All right, and on that note, we're at the end of the show, guys. Great show.
Sure,
I want to thank everyone who came on today. Daisy, Brian, you guys did a great job for this being your first unscripted radio show. So good job. Hopefully we didn't scare you off, and hopefully you'll come back and host again. But great show. So for those of you who don't know, still need some money for Unscripted Reality, please go and donate to www.unscripted.com/donate. We will take whatever you got, even if it's a dollar. Just don't do it through PayPal, because they'll charge you a dollar.
That's right. Give us your credit cards. We need your money. Money, 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 money. Money.
Money.
Good night, everybody.
Take a little time to enjoy the radio.
I know that's right.
And tomorrow we'll read Mike J's creepy letter.
And I'll show
know,
you my painting.
So crazy.
Good night, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Frickin' theme song never ends.
Little baby Crystal just got into my Hello Kitty pet. Rat bastard.
Well, Daisy and Big Cock, you survived.
Yeah.
You say, hey.
I didn't drop the pizza pie, that's why.
Good night, everybody.